chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. And a path not taken. A choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you're wide awake to a brand new life.
Mona, is everything all right in there?
Yeah, fine, fine. Nothing important. Just Angela's Phi Beta Kappa mug. But you go back to studying for the finals. Leave the housework to us, hmm?
Okay.
Damn!
Mona!
I never liked this pattern anyway. You stick with the books, big guy.
Oh, you taking a break?
Don't say break.
How's the history studying going?
Oh, it's going great, Anza. You know, I have this foolproof method for memorizing dates. History poems. Huh? Check this out, huh? Though I don't know where Yalta may be, Roosevelt went there in 1943. How about this one? The Allies stopped the Axis drive in 1945.
I love it.
And here's my personal favorite. In 1933, Japan conquered China. Nothing could make Hirohito feel finer.
Oh, that's just great. Oh, let me try one.
In 1938, Hitler invaded Czechoslovakia.
Uh-oh.
And then they all went out for coffee and baklava. Yeah.
Ooh, move over Robert Frost. Oh, gosh. And I hope that Sam, you know, the library closed about an hour ago. I don't want to hang out with some Tom, Dick, or Joe. Hey, I'm getting good at this. Oh, I knew it. She's with a guy.
Après vous?
Merci, Monsieur McKenzie. Hello, Papa.
Hello, Papa.
Sorry we're late, but Scott and I were studying for a final.
Oh, sure, Sam, sure. You expect me to believe that? You come in here giggling with some guy talking French? I mean, what final were you studying for?
French.
Oh.
I was terrific in foreign languages.
I'm happy for you, Angela. Hey, this is Scott. I'm sorry I jumped down your throat there, but you know, it's final time for me too, and I'm really feeling the pressure.
Yeah, I can relate.
Oh, please, I don't know why you're so nervous, Scott. Scott is a straight A student.
Ooh.
But not in French.
Oh, I was a straight A student.
Don't worry about it. You'll get an A in the final and then an A in the class, and you'll get that scholarship to college.
Oh, I got a scholarship.
Scott is going to be the first in his family to go to college.
Hey, me too. I'm beating my daughter by 3 years.
Hey, congratulations, sir. You're never too old, huh? Or too young. So when can we finish studying?
How about tomorrow?
Can't. I got a track and field meet.
I was in track and field. How about Wednesday?
No, that's when I volunteer at the health clinic.
What's the matter, Angela? Didn't you volunteer at the health clinic?
No, why do you ask?
No reason.
It was a nursing home.
Well, we'll work it out. Thanks again.
Okay.
Bye-bye,
Scott.
Bye.
Hey, Scott, eh? Ooh, Samantha. Hey, average, scholarship material, volunteers at the health clinic, track and field. Sounds pretty good. Is he going with anybody?
Dad, we're just platonic.
Oh, Sam, why do all the great guys have to be just platonic?
Oh, I had lots of platonic friends.
That we know.
I aced it. I finally aced a French exam.
That's great, Bunny. So you got the trick question on the present subjunctive. What trick question? So you missed one. I bet you got the part on irregular verbs.
There was a section on irregular verbs?
Yes, right after the section on infinitives.
Infinitives?
Oh, there goes my C average.
Sam, how was the French test?
Oh, don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
Fine? I have to take this in 10 minutes. I can't remember a thing. I'm not fine.
Hi, Scott. How are you? You want to go out?
Bonnie, as soon as I take this exam, I'm going to jump off a cliff.
Oh, how about after that? Bonnie, time to au revoir. Au revoir.
Au revoir? That's French, right?
Scott.
No, I'm serious. I'm flipping out here.
Scott, I just took the test. It wasn't that hard. You'll do great.
How can I do great? I can't even remember the compound past tense.
Don't worry about it. It wasn't on the test.
Well, what was on it?
Okay. Well, you have to know how to conjugate the verb pouvoir.
Pouvoir? I don't know. Pouvoir. I'm gonna flunk.
Scott!
No, this means no scholarship, no college, no future.
Scott, you know this. Okay. The answer is je peux, tu peux, il peut, nous pouvons, vous pouvez, il peut.
Okay, what about the second question?
Okay, the second question is a trick question. It's on the present subjunctive.
Ho, 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 ho! My exam is over. History is now history.
Great. I wish chemistry was history.
Can I help you?
You?
Hey!
Okay, what do you know about the molecular structure?
Sam, you were looking at a 170-pound, lean, mean, molecular machine. Stay right here, sweetheart.
Sam, just accept it. You're gonna fail chemistry.
I could have told you that.
Implode, worm.
Implosion is physics, Sam, but how would you know that?
Samantha, chemistry is our friend, Sam. Without chemistry, we wouldn't have penicillin or computer chips or...
Nail polish. You have to put on levels she can relate to.
You little Weisenheimer. All right, listen, Sam. We are going to use the tools that scientists have employed throughout history to explore the mysteries of physical science. Tinker toys.
Okay. This could be worse than those rhymes.
Sam, don't make fun of my rhymes. They got me through my difficult times.
All right, Sam, what we're going to do now is we are going to build a water molecule. Okay, now this is an oxygen atom.
Right.
And this...
Another oxygen atom?
No, it's Mr. Potato Head's lips. I've been looking all over for these.
Tony.
Oh, Angela. Look.
It's Mr. Potato Head's lips. Yeah. Where'd you find them?
They're with the Tinker Toys.
Man, you guys are sad.
Tony, I made up some history poems for you.
Angela, that final's over.
Oh,
Angela.
Tony, but the learning never stops. Yeah, Groovy Neil Armstrong sent us a line when he landed on the moon in 69.
Is she still at it? She is driving me crazy.
I've got another one. JFK of Boston, Mass.
One more rhyme, I kick your
ass. Mama! I got it. Crazy house.
Bonjour, tout le monde.
Bonjour, you too.
So, Sam, you studying hard?
Yeah, but I'll be doing a lot better once I get your chem notes.
Well, here you go. My best work.
Oh, great. If this doesn't help me, nothing will.
Oh, Sam, what about my Tinker Toys?
Scott has won the Science Expo 3 years running.
Oh, well. Well, hey, if you need my help, just call me.
How'd you do on the French test?
Well, thanks to you, great. But you know what's really weird? As soon as the test was over and the pressure was off, it all came right back to me. Mademoiselle Sam, je voudrais dire merci.
De rien.
Boy, talk about lousy aim.
Merci beaucoup pour les réponses pour l'examen français.
Ça ne fait rien. Come on, now on to chemistry. A major bummer. Now, I've been working on the molecular structure.
Oh.
Okay, don't understand it.
Where's Tony? He's looking for Mr. Potato Head's feet. What's wrong?
I just heard...
What? What?
Hi.
Sam a donné Oscar la réponse de l'examen français.
Non.
Oui.
Are you guys talking about sex?
Don't be silly, dear. I'm talking to your mother.
Qu'est-ce qu'on va faire? Tony sera furieux.
What? What does Tony furieux mean? What does it mean?
If you find out, let me know.
What? What am I furieux then?
Sam gave Scott the answers to the French test.
What? My Sam cheated? Mannaggia la miseria, disgraziato. Chi che la dica mangi, chi che non la dica mangi, viva, eh? Sam, do me a favor. Go upstairs, get the keys to your car, bring them down to me because you're going to be walking for a month.
What did I do?
You cheated.
I did not cheat. I took the test fair and square.
Yeah, but then you gave your friend the answers. In my book, that's cheating.
Dad, he knew the answers. He just blanked. Look, if I didn't help Scott, he would have blown his scholarship. And would you have denied him the chance to go to college because he couldn't conjugate the verb pouvoir?
Oh. Don't use that language around me, young lady. Look, I don't care how right you think you are. You can't just go bending the rules, Sam. Today it's a French exam. Tomorrow you're sitting in front of the Senate subcommittee taking the fifth.
Dad, you've been watching too much C-SPAN.
Well, that may very well be true. But you will find out there are consequences to your actions, young lady.
Dad, it was only a French test.
Look, Sam, it's not just a French test. It's more than that. It's a question of right and wrong. And you're going to have plenty of time to think about it as you're walking to and from school for the next 6 weeks.
6 weeks? A minute ago, you just said it was four.
Well, that was before I realized that you didn't even understand the consequences of what you did.
I'm sorry, Dad. I just don't think everything is black and white. Hi, Sam. You ready for your chem final? Bonnie, ask me a question. Okay. Does Scott like me? Forget it. Bonnie, I'm gonna fail chemistry. Oh, Sam.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Fine. Thanks. So can I talk to you?
Sure. Oh, I'll wait for you over there.
So, you ready for your chem exam?
Are you kidding?
Well, you are now. Surprise. It's the ultimate study guide. See, I wrote down the answers to my test last period.
Scott, you shouldn't have done this.
Well, come on, it's my way of saying thanks.
No, I don't want it. I won't use them.
Sam, it's only one chem test. Listen, here, in case you get in any trouble, huh? Which way did Bonnie go? Thanks.
All right. You will have exactly 55 minutes. Please write your answers clearly. You may turn over your exam papers and begin when I give the signal. That was the signal. You may begin.
It's going great. Welcome to the wonderful world of genetics. Here we have the dominant genes. Here we have the recessive genes. Grandpa Maselli, brown hair, brown eyes, brown mustache. Grandma Maselli, blue eyes, brown hair, black mustache. You know, it's funny, Angela, but the way I figure it, Sam should be a 6-foot-tall bald guy with a brown mustache.
Maybe you should take a break.
No.
You know what they say, starve a cold, feed a final.
No, I'll pass.
Oh, well, sure you'll pass, but you'll get a better grade if you eat.
Angela.
Okay, I'll just sit here quietly and have myself a snack.
Okay.
Whew, I'm tired. I just washed all those dishes.
Well, the survivors anyway.
Angela.
Sorry.
Oh, would you please cut it out?
What did I do?
You're chewing, you're drinking, you're burping. Oh, I'll get it. I'm not busy. Hello. Yeah, this is Mr. Maselli. Uh-huh. What? No. I'll be right down.
Who was that?
It was Mr. Timmons. Samantha's chemistry teacher. He says he caught her cheating on his final. He wants to see me. 6-foot-tall, bald guy with a brown mustache. I knew it. Sam is not my real daughter.
Mr. Timmons, for the 10th time, I did not cheat.
And for the 10th time, I found this. That is all the proof I need. Now, would you please take your seat?
Samantha, what's going on?
Mr. Maselli?
Yeah.
I'm Kevin Timmons. Let me get right to the point. I caught Sam with a crib sheet.
Well, are you sure?
Found it under our desk.
Samantha, is this yours?
Well, technically...
No, technically, Sam. Did you or did you not bring this into the classroom, yes or no?
Yes, but I...
No, Sam, no more buts, no technicallys, no more rationalizing.
Yes, I brought it in, but no, I did not cheat.
Oh, boy. I wish I had a nickel for every time I heard that.
Mr. Timmons, Dad, I did not cheat. I did nothing wrong. I never looked at this crib sheet. You believe me, don't you, Dad?
Well, Sam, I'm trying, Sam. I'm really trying.
But you don't.
Well, Sam, you had the crib sheet.
Yes, I had the crib sheet, and yes, it has the answers, but... Wait a minute. The law of diffusion. I did not put that. In fact, I input most of these answers. Here, see for yourself. Will you now check my test? Please?
What?
Not good. You know, maybe you should have used this thing while you had the chance. Mr. Maselli? Your daughter's not a cheater. She's a D student.
All right, Sam.
You're not so all right. You still brought a crib sheet into an examination. That in itself is a serious offense, an offense that should get you an F.
Sam.
Well, since you haven't ever caused me any trouble in the past, I'll let the D stand.
A D's good.
Sam.
No, not that good. Not that good. I can do better. I will do better.
Boy, am I glad finals are over.
Bye, Mr. Timmons.
Well, I guess I better walk home now. You know, Dad, it was really scary there for a while. Nobody believed me.
Well, it was scary for me too, Sam. It's the first time in your whole life that I couldn't believe you. You know, that French test threw me off.
I wish that never happened.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? You were right.
Of course I was right. About what?
About bending the rules. You know, the consequences. And I thought losing the car was bad. But that was nothing compared to you not believing in me.
Well, sweetheart, we all make mistakes in judgment, huh? Oh, I love you.
Oh, well, now that I suffered through the big consequences, I get my car back, right?
Ah, Sam, another mistake in judgment. I'll walk with you.
Good enough.
Okay.
I love to work in the kitchen. I love to work.
Oh, hey, isn't Mona a good sport? You know, she's doing all those dishes so I could keep studying.
Damn!
It's a mixed blessing.
Well, actually, Tony, she was going to go out on a date, but I insisted that she stay until she did the rest of her chores.
Oh, Angela, then I gotta go in there and thank her for that. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Mona!
I love to work in the kitchen.